Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting eighth. The catcher, Greek George. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Feller. Haas moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball four. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Knickerbocker moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is walked intentionally. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. Sullivan moves to third. Averill moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Sullivan scores. Averill moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball four. Weatherly moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hayes moves to second. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete takes first base on ball four. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Haas bunts towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe moves to third. Rosenthal moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Weatherly. Radcliffe scores. Rosenthal scores. Haas moves to third. One out. It's 3-2, Indians. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. George settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky strikes out. 1 out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Pete strikes out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0 for 1 in the game. George hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal bunts towards third. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Feller. Sewell moves to second. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. George fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Weatherly moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to third. Hale moves to second. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0 for 2 in the game. George takes first base on ball 4. Weatherly scores. Hale moves to third. Heath moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Heath scores. George moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. George moves to third. Knickerbocker moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Kennedy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rosenthal strikes out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dixie Walker now playing right field. Mike Krivic now playing left field. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a fly ball towards center. Rosenthal settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Rosenthal. Weatherly moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal, who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Weatherly scores. Hale goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Indians. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. George hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. It's 9-2, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Kennedy. George moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-3 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George moves to third. John Whitehead now pitching. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball four. Feller moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. George scores. Feller scores. Knickerbocker moves to third. It's 11-2, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. Sullivan scores. It's 13-2, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Averill moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 15-2, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal, who is chasing the ball. Hale reaches third base with a triple. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. It's 16-2, Indians. Greek George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. George strikes out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Feller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Heat scores. Feller moves to third. It's 17-2, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 17, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger now playing first base. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura strikes out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pete strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 17, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Les Rock now playing first base. Frank Grubb now catching. Jimmy Dykes now playing third base. Jojo Morrissey now playing second base. Italo Chiarlavirel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avirel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Avirel hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrissey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 17, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Galatzer now playing center field. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. 1 out. Italo Cellini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cellini strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 17, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.